A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support with...
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks from Election Day, presidential campaigns fanning out to battleground states across the country. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Arizona.
We're going to turn Arizona red, we're going to turn America red, and we're going to make Donald Trump the next president of the United States.
While the Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz said in Wisconsin,
our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
No events today for Vice President Harris. She is sitting for a pair of television interviews while former President Trump holds a campaign rally in North Carolina. Officials in Buncombe County, North Carolina, say they overcounted the number of deaths from Hurricane Helene by as many as 30 people. They had previously reported 72. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel, where he's met with top officials as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire after Israel killed the top Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar. This is ABC News. Two Phoenix, Arizona police officers involved in the violent arrest of a deaf man with cerebral palsy are now on paid administrative leave.
Police officers Ben Harris and Kyle Sue are now off the street 63 days after they were seen on body cameras punching and tasering Tyrone McAlpin with little warning after jumping out of a vehicle. Police tried to stop him in a convenience store parking lot right before the violent arrest.
Hand behind your back!
McAlpin is deaf. His attorney says he could not hear their commands. The original report was for a white man creating that disturbance. McAlpin is black. Prosecutors have decided to drop charges against McAlpin. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The lights are coming back on in Cuba. The Havana Electric Company says power has been restored to 89% of customers in the capital after multi-day blackouts sparked protests. Hurricane Oscar made landfall Sunday evening and prolonged the blackout. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
I'm Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two this evening, mostly cloudy otherwise tonight, low 40s. Sunshine and much cooler tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. More showers possible Thursday, high mid-60s. Sunshine returns back for Friday and Saturday, highs in the upper 50s. paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 71 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. Rallying with Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Madison, former President Barack Obama urging voters to turn out and oppose Donald Trump.
I've said it before. Donald Trump is a 78-year-old billionaire who hasn't stopped whining about his problems since he came down that golden escalator 9 years ago.
Early in-person voting is underway in Wisconsin at the downtown Central Library. Madison voter Steve said it was his third time casting an early ballot.
I wanted to vote as soon as I could be able to do that.
A Milwaukee man accused of a fatal shooting at a youth flag football game was in court Monday. 30-year-old Gambino Avalos Morales is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the death of 47-year-old Rayshon Barnes earlier this month. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durant, Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant, and Bauer Plumbing and Septic Services, Durant. Some of the leftover chickens from Pure Prairie Poultry's closing are headed for the dinner plate thanks to UW River Falls students. The students processed about 100 of the chickens. The original idea was to teach the students about agriculture and food processing. The plan was then to donate the chickens to local food pantries, but the university didn't have the proper licenses. River Falls says it will instead sell the chicken meat and donate the proceeds. Drive-through voting is open today in Eau Claire, and that city says it's expecting a large turnout. Voters will be able to update their voting address and registration information while in the drive-thru at City Hall. The drive-thru will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays until November 1st. Several streets in the immediate area would be temporarily switched to one-way during the hours. Detours will be available for those who aren't in the area to vote. More information is available at the City of Eau Claire website. The Pierce County Veterans Service Office is bringing an award-winning play to River Falls. The play, The American Soldier, will be performed on Veterans Day starting at 6 p.m. at the Meyer Middle School Auditorium. The play is a one-man show based on letters from veterans and their families, spanning from the Revolution to the most recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The event is free, and for more information, contact the Pierce County Veterans Service Office. Prosecutors in Rusk County say an inmate wanted his cellmate to help him kill 2 people. The DA's office announced the charges against 65-year-old Malcolm Young yesterday. Investigators say he asked his cellmate to find 3 or 4 guns and eliminate 2 people. No one is saying who Young wanted killed or why. Young is looking at conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit robbery charges. Investigators say he told them that it was just, quote, jail talk, unquote, and that he didn't have a reason to kill anyone. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Schools is once again asking for more money from the legislature. Superintendent Jill Utterly sent a letter to the Joint Finance Committee telling lawmakers that they need to send her the $50 million for Wisconsin's new literacy program. The money's been in limbo after Republican lawmakers approved it, but Governor Evers vetoed their plan to spend it. Lawmakers say they want the money spent on literacy, but Evers and Utterly have said they have their own plans for that money. You're listening to WRDN News.
Aiki Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Aiki Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Aiki Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Aiki Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a presentation from the Mondovi Business Association, budget inquiries from the police department, and reports from the mayor and department heads. The council will also go into closed session to consider strategy to be adopted with respect to litigation, which the council is or likely is to become involved. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The dry weather and high fire danger does continue here in the WRDN listening area. Area fire districts, including Durand and Mondovi, do have burning bans in place. Over the weekend, firefighters responded to several fires that ended up destroying five buildings. High winds are expected over the next few days, and the best chance of rain is Thursday night. But even with that rain, the fire danger will still be high until we receive snow cover. A man from western Wisconsin will spend 3 years in prison for federal wire fraud. A jury found 45-year-old Robert Carter from Eau Claire guilty. He was accused of faking interest in buying a trucking company in Fond du Lac to learn detailed financial information. Carter then altered his own company's documents using that information and fraudulently bought several semi-trucks and trailers. The U.S. Department of Justice says he stole more than $500,000 in the scheme. It could soon cost Eau Claire's garbage companies a lot more to pick up trash. Eau Claire's new budget includes a 400% increase in the fee that Eau Claire charges to its garbage companies. The city's also looking at a nearly 300% fee increase for garbage trucks. Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg says the idea is to raise money for Eau Claire's Neighborhood Services Department. Trash companies in Eau Claire say they don't know how they're going to afford the fee increases. Solberg says the people of Eau Claire could end up paying for those extra costs. The back and forth over debates in western Wisconsin's race for Congress is not stopping. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday accused his Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook of going into hiding. Cook has yet to say if she would accept the invitation in next week's debate in Adams County. Van Orden said she should and pointed out that Cook said in the past she's not afraid to debate in any of western Wisconsin's communities. Voters haven't seen Van Orden and Cook answer questions on the same stage at the same time since the campaign began. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Creepy Dolls are back at the History Center of Olmsted County. The History Center is holding its 6th annual Creepy Doll Contest through October 31st. The theme this year is Circus After Dark, with 8 dolls in the running for this year's title. More information about the contest and how to vote is available on the History Center's social media pages. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Allmendinger advances to Final Four. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR history on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. AJ Allmendinger will race for a NASCAR Xfinity Series title following his win Saturday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The Colleague Racing pilot knows it won't be easy, especially in the Championship 4 event at Phoenix, a track that has challenged him and his team in the past.
This is the way it's supposed to be, right? Have a dogfight all year, struggle, no wins, and to go win the first race in the round of 8 to give ourselves 3 weeks to get ready for Phoenix. It gives us a lot of confidence. We know Phoenix is a weak track for us, and we have a lot of work to do, but that's why it's a big deal, is now we don't have to worry about Homestead or Martinsville. We are full focus now at Phoenix, and we're going to need it because it's a track that we struggled at.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, "I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance," but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The NBA regular season tips off tonight in Boston, where the defending champions will raise the championship banner to the rafters at TD Gardens. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Celtics then will score off against the New York Knicks. The Bucks open their season in Philadelphia tomorrow night against the 76ers. Chris Middleton expected to miss the opener for Milwaukee, while the Sixers will be without both center Joel Embiid and forward Paul George. Packers have the day off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow and face Jacksonville on Sunday in a noon kick from Jacksonville. Packers are 5-2 and looking for their fourth straight win. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell has added another piece of the defensive line. Drayden Pavey, a 6'3", 294-pound tackle from Taft High School in Cincinnati, is considered a three-star prospect by Rivals and 247 Sports. In next year's recruiting class, the Badgers gearing up for their Saturday home game against Penn State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
High school football playoffs are officially here, and we've got you covered with all the news and notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 9 football is complete, and before we move on to all the playoff information, let's take a look back at the big stories from the final week of the regular season. A number of conference championships were decided, though there was just one matchup between teams that entered unbeaten in league play. In the Six Rivers Conference, Potosi-Cassville rallied from a fourth quarter deficit to down Blackhawk Warren 27-18, clinching an unbeaten regular season and league championship. The reward for Potosi-Cassville, who spent the last half of the season ranked number one in the WSN D7 coaches poll, a 3 seed in their grouping, and rematch against Blackhawk Warren in level one of the playoffs. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week, Beaver Dam went on the road and had no trouble with Port Washington, posting a 23-0 win to secure an outright East Central Conference crown. After leading the state in rushing last season, Notre Dame's Christian Collins has continued his strong play, going for 349 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Tritons wrapped up an FRCC South title in a 41-7 win over Oshkosh North. On Saturday, the WIAA released its 224-team qualifying field for 11-player football and 16-team bracket for 8-player. Head over to wisports.net to get the full bracket, seeds, and matchups for your favorite team, as well as in-depth previews and analysis. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Plenty of hunters from Minnesota and Wisconsin will be participating in Iowa's much-anticipated 2024 Ringneck pheasant hunting season opener this Saturday, October 26th. I'll provide a quick preview and outlook for Iowa's pheasant season when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, Trax, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources believes that the 2024 pheasant hunting season in that state will be similar to 2022's hunt. The agency's annual August roadside survey found that the statewide pheasant population in the state to be 19 birds per 30-mile route. That was down from 23 birds last year. The Iowa DNR is saying the decline was likely due to a wetter-than-normal spring that coincided with the nesting season. We've heard similar reports in South Dakota and Minnesota. Based on the results, the Iowa DNR says hunters can expect a harvest between 350,000 and 400,000 roosters. Last year, hunters in Iowa took 590,000 roosters, the most since 2007. The state also saw roughly 20,000 additional pheasant hunters return to the field in 2023. Pheasant hunters in Iowa should find a sizable percentage of the crops already harvested thanks to the dry conditions this fall. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two this evening, mostly cloudy otherwise tonight, low 40s. Sunshine and much cooler tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. More showers possible Thursday, high mid-60s. Sunshine returns back for Friday and Saturday, highs in the upper 50s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 71 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Thanks for the crew filling in for me as I took a couple days off to go back to Minnesota to enjoy the leaves and a little bit cooler weather. But come back to getting some rain in some areas, though not everybody got rain enough to kind of stop the harvest in the eastern part of the state for a bit. We did see some higher numbers in the corn and the beans today, the wheat as well. And now, of course, we look at the livestock side. There, too, is a push to some higher numbers. Let's dive into what was the movement of this trade for a Tuesday as Kyle Bumstead joins us. So let's start out with this grain complex. Obviously, we've got some higher numbers happening within the corn and the soybean trade. And let's look at the positive action that you saw in the corn and kind of what was the push behind that.
Well, that's right, Susan. There was a positive accent here to the corn. First of all, thanks for having me back. And yeah, we, for the record, we missed the rain last night. So harvest still continues out here in central Nebraska. A lot of corn to be picked out here in central Nebraska, and still quite a few beans once you get off the main roads here. But I think towards the end of the week, the beans are getting knocked out. But taking a look at that corn complex today, what a ride. I mean, we closed higher, but the spreads, and there was some big option spreads out there in that July contract today. There are over 26,000. At one point today, there were over 26,000 $4.55 bull call spreads bought today between 12 and 13 cents. So option volatility has been cheap, and people are taking advantage of that to try to get some re-ownership on some of the bushels that are going to have to be sold off the combine, because I think a lot of folks are going to be faced with that here like we were soybeans last week. I think probably the end of this week or middle of next week, you're going to see that push happen there too, where the farmers are going to have to decide, okay, do I have to sell this crop or put it on open storage? And when you put a pencil to it, paying that kind of money for an option out that far is fairly cheap. It's cheaper than commercial storage. So I think there are some big entities out there. Part of them are probably defending some of their position, but a lot of people were getting some re-ownership on because it looked like it was the right thing to do here as far as economic wise.
So do you see that positivity continuing into a midweek type of trade for the corn and the beans as well?
Well, it's tough to say on a Tuesday, but when you have the funds position here for the commence traders report here by Tuesday's close here for the Friday report, that always leaves you room for a little bit of turnaround Wednesday. I mean, we had a decent Tuesday here. Wouldn't surprise if we cool off a little bit here on Wednesday. But then if the basis and the spread stay strong like they have been doing, I'm a big proponent. I've always talked about basis and spreads and the futures. I mean, the cash and spreads and the futures. That's what moves the basis, spreads, and futures. That's how it moves, and that's how it's been moving. And you have to go back to the basic fundamentals, and that's what's been moving the market. And the basis has been slightly improving. The spreads have been improving, and the futures have been improving. So until we see a break in the basis or a break in the spreads, I think the futures here are going to keep a firm undertone underneath them for both corn and soybeans, especially looking out in that May to July contract. Now, there's a lot of chatter out there about how great South American weather is starting to turn as far as getting some planting progress done and rains and whatnot. But if I were to believe that, then they would be selling the May, July corn spread and the May, July bean spread. And those have actually been firming up here over the last few sessions. So I guess I'm kind of in the camp here that there must be something going on here in South America as far as weather issue in order for them to keep kind of buying those spreads.
So I had read earlier in the day today that we're going to see China kind of maybe hold off over the next couple of weeks, maybe making some purchases from the U.S., not knowing what is going to happen come November 5th. And I don't want to get too deep into the politics, but it's there and it's going to take a toll one way or the other on these markets.
Yeah, it is going to take a toll one way or the other on these markets. There's been chatter about front loading in case one person wins. And then there's been no talk of the other person's foreign policy yet. We've already been through one presidencies. We already know what their foreign policy is. We already know how he treats things with China and trade wars and things like that. So wouldn't surprise if we saw a little bit of front loading being done there. But we also don't know how the other party, how their foreign policy is going to be taken. So that's up in the air. And then, like you said, you know, November 5th here on Election Day, there's going to be a lot of what ifs, and I think we're going to figure that out here before the first of the year. It's just what happens in the next few days is kind of what folks are looking for, and I wish I had a better answer for that, Susan.
What do you think, though, of overall export demand right now for our grains?
I think it's picking up. I mean, you saw some decent sales to Mexico here the last couple sessions here, and we've seen on and off sales of soybeans here, and when you see those spreads light up during the day and they get green and they stay green, there is export business being done. Especially you can see it overnight, too. When China comes online here and the spreads start firming up overnight and there's decent volume behind it, then there's some export sales being made there. So I do think our exports are picking up, but it's harvest time and we have the freshest crop in the world. And we're the ones that have the supply right now. So it should be picking up for us.
We do know that there is a winter wheat slowdown when it comes to planting. So many dry areas of Oklahoma, Kansas, and as you mentioned, parts of Nebraska as well, didn't receive a little bit of moisture. So Prevent Plants just around the corner for this wheat market. What type of pressure does that put?
Yes, it is. There is Prevent Plant just around the corner here on this wheat market. I really hate to say this, but there's a lot of carry in that Kansas City wheat complex, and that just says we've got plenty of it laying around for now. And until they start chasing those spreads, the commercials start buying those spreads. Right now, there's enough carry out there. We're sitting at almost full commercial carry in that Kansas City wheat complex. So it says, well, I know it's dry, but we really don't need it. So, you know, that's what it is. Now, the Chicago wheat, we've seen those spreads firm up here just a little bit here in the last few weeks. So they could be chasing it to the Chicago wheat, but still, it's wheat. And there's a lot of chatter about Russia and Russia's crop and things like that, but it's Foreign Weather Service. How do you really play into that? I mean, we know it's dry here in the U.S., but until they start improving the basis and the spreads, I can't get real bullish on wheat yet.
Well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more to come up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. As Kyle Bumstead joins us, we come back. It's time to break down what happened in this livestock complex as we see some decent numbers moving in the live and the feeders and the hogs as well in the trade. And, you know, that whole concept of a lower corn means higher feeders definitely was not an option that we saw within the trade today. We'll also take a look as what we're going to see moving forward is, of course, we are mid-month and looking at this trade as we slowly wrap up the month of October. It's what happens when I take a vacation. That's a look to the Channel Final Bell. More's coming up after this on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe.
So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Kyle Bumstead continues to join us this afternoon as we take a look at the markets. So let's switch gears. Look at this livestock complex. And obviously we saw some higher numbers happening within our cattle today. And as you look at this, how much of this is just the fact that we've got commercial buying that's being moved into this trade?
I think that was a lot of it here today, Susan. Yesterday you saw commercial selling, and today they come back in here and started buying the complex. So that definitely kept a firm undertone underneath this thing. Now, with the way that things acted today, it wouldn't surprise me if on Friday when the COT report is released that we see the funds or the non-commercials or Watson or the algos, whatever you want to call them, our net buyers in the live cattle and the feeder cattle again this week. So that brings to my question here. This cash market has been higher the last few weeks. I think there's potential for the cash market here to be firm higher this week based on box beef. Box beef's been up here Monday, Tuesday. I do think later this week we could start to see a break in this box beef market. I'm not extremely bullish cattle up at these levels here based off some of the volatility readings that I watch. But it's definitely here with what we've got here and what some of these guys got wrapped up in cattle or as far as these feeders go. I think that it is prudent to kind of take some downside protection at these levels, especially as cheap as the options are. Now, when you look at things as a whole, like today, the cash feeders were higher yesterday. And so that obviously put the feeder cattle in gear to the upside today. There's talk of higher cash cattle here this week so far. Haven't really seen any of that. Haven't seen any bids yet, but there's talk of that. But there's also cattle on feed on Friday. And it is Tuesday in the positioning here, like I talked about, for the commitments to traders. So it is not going to surprise me if we see a big down day here at some point in time this week here based off that, fear of the cattle on feed coming out here bearish. So I don't know if that's going to be the case, but that is something here that does seem to happen with the trade. It has been happening historically that we've seen a decent rally and then we've seen a decent sell-off here as far as cattle on feed weeks go. So I'm open for anything this week when it comes to cattle.
What's your takeaway on the feeder market? Some say that they got supported because of the higher complex in the live cattle today.
Well, yeah, those deferred live cattle, your front month feeders are going to have support if your deferred live cattle have it. But I always get a chuckle out of it, how much the corn market affects the feeder cattle market. And you've got corn higher and feeders higher. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can lay those charts over each other continuous long term. Corn and feeder cattle work in tandem. They don't work against each other. They'll have their short periods of time where they do work against each other. But for the most part, corn goes up, feeders go up, and vice versa.